When Michelle Cusseau was shot and killed by Phoenix police in 2014, her death sparked outrage across the valley.
Cusseau was mentally ill, and police said she was wielding a hammer when she opened her door. But under public pressure, Phoenix police reviewed the case, and a year later, it was ruled outside of department policy.
But not every officer involved shooting attracts that kind of attention. In fact, it can be difficult for many departments to even track every officer involved shooting. That's according to David Choate, Associate Director of ASU's Center for Violence Prevention and Community Safety.
They can shrug your shoulders. They can probably look up in the system and tell you they've had X number in the past year. Can they tell you anything about those other than the memory of a particular one that made the news cycle? No. And I think that's going to be the norm.
The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Choate more about this, and she joins us. Hey, Lauren.
Hi there.
So has the Phoenix Police Department changed its policies since the Michelle Cusseau case?
They have. In fact, when I spoke with Choate, he said that Phoenix police were actually ahead of most of the national attention on officer-involved shootings. He said in 2014, they initiated some research on the issue.
Quite frankly, it was a sergeant and some other folks at Phoenix PD's Professional Standards Bureau noticed there had been an uptick in 2014 and wanted to find out more about it just internally and realized it's not collected in a way that they collect plenty of information on individual cases, but not in any kind of way that they could start to understand trends or patterns, even within their own data, within their own department.
So Phoenix police brought in Choate and the Center for Violence Prevention to help them come up with a better way to track the officer-involved shootings and report them to the public. And they've since made changes based on what they found. But he said most departments are likely not that far along in tracking these yet. But he thinks when it comes to officer-involved shootings, the tide is changing.
It's an exciting time in thinking about the fact that the public is demanding a different expectation from their police departments. But we're also on the front edge of that where there's still a lot of unknown, right? There are critical incidents that people care deeply about, and rightfully so, but there's a lot of unknown around the issue that we've got to answer before we can really start to understand whether or not a police department is doing well or doing poorly in this regard.
There's another level to this, though, which is what ends up in the press. I think one way that many, at least news organizations, have sort of aggregated this information over the last couple of years, as it has been a more important issue culturally, has been through media reports, just culling through how many press releases went out about this kind of thing. So what's the difference between that and in your experience looking at a full police report maybe years later and what ends up being released to the press when there's a body on the ground?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of parallel. There's a lot of good information. Now, as a researcher, as a statistician, I give pause that we need to really understand it and control the emotions in the scenario, because there's a gap in where the media reports and the incidents, the reality of the incidents, start to diverge a little bit. And I think where the information reading the police incident reports and some of those things start to contribute in a way that a lot of the media reports cannot is thinking about some of the precursor events, right? So what led up to the shooting event? Was there a foot pursuit? You know, was there an initial threat an hour ago, right, an armed robbery, and someone was shot at a convenience store? There's been an ongoing pursuit of the individual. There's a barricade situation, and now an officer-involved shooting occurs. That's a very different scenario than, you know, some of the others we might immediately imagine. We've seen real cases where an officer observes what appears to be a hand-to-hand drug sale outside of a convenience store, approaches the suspect runs, the officer gives chase. The suspect, we can imagine, might be reaching into their waistband. Is that going to be a gun, or are they going to try to throw the drugs off their body? And a shooting results. Okay. If it's a gun, that's not necessarily going to be bad for the officer. If it's a bag of marijuana, that's probably not going to be well regarded as a good shooting. That's the piece that's going to be lost about understanding some of the nuances of these cases, is something like that.
So this, the fact that most departments don't track this well, and the fact that only so much ends up in the media that doesn't have context attached usually, what kind of consequences do you think those have on officers, on how these things are carried out, and on the public?
So at least anecdotally, there's some concern that because of the attention around officer-involved shootings and the scrutiny that officers may be currently under, that there's, we might call it hesitation effect. And so officers may be less likely to engage, and not necessarily in deadly force, but in any kind of use of force scenario, less likely to engage and escalate a level of force when they might need to, from a safety perspective. But then conversely, we may be seeing a problem where the increased protests and the potential perception that a larger proportion of the public has become antagonistic towards the police because of officer-involved shootings, because of some bad officer-involved shootings, right? That now there's a heightened fear, and so you may end up with officers over-escalating. And so the same story could be putting officer at greater risk with a hesitation effect, or could be putting the public at greater risk because of the officer's increased fear. How much that affects the public at large or the police community at large, we still don't know. But it's an important consideration as we go forward that it's part of the story of these officer-involved shootings.
That was David Choate, Associate Director of ASU Center for Violence Prevention and Community Safety. And Mark and Steve, he also told me that one of the real difficulties in releasing information about officer-involved shootings is confidentiality. So departments will have to address that as they navigate these issues as well.
The show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.